Hello, my name is Marlene, and I'd like to welcome you to Vegan Nation. You tuned in to WCUW 91.3 FM, Worcester Community Radio, serving Central Massachusetts and worldwide at WCUW.org.
Vegan Nation is sponsored in part by St. Croix Beach Massage, advocating social justice for all living creatures. Massage on the beach, at your rental villa, or at the historic Club Comanche Hotel St. Croix, because your tropical vacation should be filled with relaxation. Online at massagestcroix.com.
The views in this program do not necessarily reflect the views of this station nor its management. Welcome to Vegan Nation. I'm your host, Marlene. Vegan Nation is an informational program about living the vegan lifestyle, featuring interviews with individuals and organizations who are practicing a healthy vegan lifestyle. Thank you very much for joining us on Vegan Nation. In today's show, we're celebrating Thanksgiving. A vegan Thanksgiving is a Thanksgiving. Soon we'll be joined by two vegan couples in Massachusetts. Alex and Rachel, a vegan couple, will be joining us before the break, and then Joe and Ruth will be joining us after the break. First, we'll hear a snippet of the beautiful event happening in Utah, where hundreds of vegan activists have entered onto an animal exploitation torture facility, and they are rescuing 100 victims out of the slaughterhouse. In celebration of Thanksgiving, they are rescuing turkeys. Here's a soundbite of the activists currently in Utah.
Courage, my friend. It's written by and for activists who fought against South African apartheid. It has a message that's really universal to all fights for justice. Please sing after me.
We're going to be taking this first step towards animal liberation. We're going to be taking what we're building here, we're going to be carrying it through the future. And it's not unimaginable to think about this place 5 years from now. Maybe this will turn into a sanctuary. So this is the first time we're doing something like this, but it's not the end, it's the beginning.
Actor James Cromwell here with us.
This is the way we should be with each other in every circumstance. And here, we're all one people. And here, there's love. So, at the center, there are only two emotions, love and fear. This is a manifestation of love, and that is a manifestation of fear.
And what is that? Those are some barns where turkeys are being
raised. Where we believe that we have to kill other creatures in order to live ourselves, which is no longer true. We don't have to. In fact, we will not live unless we change the way we relate to these animals.
Yeah, and people on the live stream are saying that watching Babe actually changed their life, and that must have been a transformational experience for you.
It was indeed. It was indeed. Not only because I became a vegan, but I actually learned the lesson of the picture.
Wow, touching words from you, James. Thank you so much for being here today, for shining light on the suffering, and also for rescuing one of the turkeys. You're going to be one of the people who are walking out with the turkeys, and what an incredible way to celebrate Thanksgiving.
Wonderful. The best.
All of us are coming together to celebrate Thanksgiving. This is the true and real way of celebrating thanks. It's by giving animals lives. So we're bringing life by helping 100 animals, and we hope you share this with your friends and family. So even if your friends and family are not vegan, especially if they're still eating Thanksgiving, if they're going to eat turkeys, show them this live stream and say, hey, look, the reason that I don't eat animals, the reason why I support activism, veganism, is because these people are helping 100 turkeys, and that's how we can truly celebrate and transform this violent holiday into a holiday of true compassion, of true love, and so much more.
That's Priya Sani. We also heard from Wayne Chung of DXE and James Cromwell, all who are at the Animal Liberation Western Convergence in Utah. I'd like to thank all our listeners for tuning in to Vegan Nation. And now we'll start with our interview with Alex Thompson and Rachel Lang via Skype in Weymouth, Massachusetts. Welcome, Rachel and Alex.
Hi, Marlene. How are you?
Hi.
Hi, great. This is so great. Thank you very much for joining us on Vegan Nation. I'm really thrilled about this.
Thank you for having me.
Oh, thank you. And I happen to be able to be very blessed to have experienced the delicious vegan recipes that Rachel and Alex have made. So that'll be nice in this interview to be hearing about some vegan recipes, which of course is very important because veganism is the practice of loving kindness, compassion, and nonviolence without discrimination. And so we can eat and enjoy all the traditional meals that we have throughout the years, and we can do it without harming anyone. Alex, I'd like to ask you also about your work because I know that you work with animals.
Yeah, that's right. I do. I've been working with animals for almost close to 2 years now, just in the form of daycare settings and handling dogs like that. But I've also recently become certified to be a canine massage, well, small animal massage therapist. But my main focus is on canines and that. So that's been a lot of fun, being able to work with animals. It's been one of my dreams since I was born, really, as long as I can remember, at least. It really only made sense to transfer my love for animals into the habits of eating as well. I haven't been vegan for very long, but I don't think it matters how long you've been vegan. I just think it matters that you started and that you became a more compassionate person.
Absolutely. That's really important, but especially you as a vegan massage therapist, because it's really important, especially for those who are working with animals in the healing modalities, that we're not healing with one hand and harming with another, so that we really should be vegan, because that's the Hippocratic Oath anyway, first do no harm. So again, I really think you're a powerful force on this planet, Alex. Thank you.
Oh, yeah, no problem. Thank you. I like to think I have a little upper hand on all the rest because I am a vegan. But yeah, you're right. It is hypocritical. Why love with one hand and hurt with the other? So now both my hands do the healing.
Right. I think you'll be a great influence for the others. And Rachel, I have to say that I really enjoyed your vegan food that you made, the marshmallow Rice Krispie squares.
It's really easy. It's one whole bag of just any vegan marshmallows. I use Dandies. And then 3 tablespoons of butter. And then like 4 to 5 cups of Rice Krispie cereal.
Oh, that's great.
I always top mine with like chocolate or peanut butter or something else extra.
Oh, good. And the butter, there's many kinds. There's Miyoko's vegan butter. There's Earth Balance vegan butter. So I think that's important for people to know that we don't need to give up anything. Even butter, there's a lot of vegan butter out there.
There is.
And even if not, you can use things like coconut oil and other stuff like that.
That's right. Yeah. Also, Rachel, I think you made something else.
Oh, we made a 7-layer Mexican
dip. Oh, yeah, I made a 7-layer Mexican dip.
Yes. Yeah. Let's hear about that.
Refried beans, some pico. Yeah, homemade cashew cream cheese. That was really good. Topped with some guacamole.
Yeah. I think it was just lettuce and salsa and peppers and onion.
Yeah, that was really delicious. That's really delicious. And so have both of you found that it's pretty easy with baking by making everything veganized?
I think so, yeah. I think I've perfected the art of the homemade vegan pizza myself. I learned how to do shiitake bacon the other day instead of tempeh bacon. Just fry up the nice shiitake strips, lay them on like bacon so they're crispy. Good.
My specialty is like baking. Like I just always have been. And so switching to vegan, I think most of the things that I've made honestly taste like better being vegan than non-vegan. So I've made like a chocolate cake and cinnamon rolls, and it's all like very easy.
Again, I have to keep happy and grateful that you're joining us on Vegan Nation during this great Happy Thanksgiving holiday.
Of course, it's been a lot of fun. Thank you for being vegan yourself, Marlene.
Thanks. And we're coming to a close in the interview, so I'd like to ask each of you if you have any other additional messages that you would like to share with our listeners. So, Alex, is there anything else you'd like to share?
Go vegan.
Nice. And Rachel?
If you try to make the transition, just don't give up.
Yeah. And happy Thanksgiving.
Beautiful. Thank you. Thank you both. And is there any contact information that you'd like to share?
Yeah, thank you. Like I mentioned earlier, I recently became certified in animal massage therapy, and I started trying to open up my own little traveling business. You can find me soon enough at True Connections Canine Massage, and I'm based on the South Shore, Weymouth, Norfolk County, Plymouth County, things like that. So look out for me. I'll be out there.
That's a great name, True Connections.
Thank you.
Congratulations. Okay, well, thank you very much for joining us on Vegan Nation, Alex and Rachel. Thank you so much, and happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving to you, too. Thank you, Marlene.
Thank you.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.
This is Vegan Nation. I'm your host, Marlene, in Massachusetts. We'll take a short break.
You're in tune to WCUW 91.3 FM, community radio serving central Massachusetts, online at WCUW.org.
Please join us on Vegan Nation here at WCUW 91.3 FM, Worcester Community Radio, serving central Massachusetts, and online at WCUW.org. Vegan Nation, every Thursday, 4 p.m. to 4:30 p.m. Eastern Time. We'd like to thank all our listeners for tuning in.
This is Victor Wainwright, and won't you consider making a tax-deductible donation to your community radio? Your donation will keep your favorite program alive on WCUW, and we thank you.
This is Mitch Gordon, one of the hosts of Shireem, Jewish music here on WCUW 91.3 FM. Listen Sunday nights, 8 to 10 p.m. Shireem, Shalom.
Welcome back for the break. You're tuned in to Vegan Nation. I'm your host, Marlene, in Massachusetts. In today's show, we're having a celebration of Happy Thanksgiving, a vegan Thanksgiving. We also want to acknowledge that colonialization and genocide and other atrocities that happen in the human arena millennia after millennia is directly related to kindness cultures, and that in order to stop all the human atrocities, we need to stop the violence on our plates. For as we sow, we reap, and we're all in this together, without exception. And there's many, many vegans who are transforming this planet from a killing pit into a paradise. And two of them joined us before the break, and that's Rachel Lang and Alex Thompson from Weymouth, Massachusetts. And now we'll be joined by another vegan couple in Massachusetts, Ruth Edwards and Joey DeVellis. And Ruth, like Alex, is also a certified animal massage therapist. Again, I'd like to thank all our listeners for tuning in to Vegan Nation. Before we start our second interview, here's a snippet from Direct Action Everywhere, who are currently in Utah at a turkey farm rescuing the victims of carnists. This snippet is from a previous disruption that they did in Berkeley, California. One of their goals is a vegan Berkeley by 2025, and I also want to remind our listeners that Dr. Sailesh Rao in Phoenix, Arizona, in Climate Healers, also has their agenda of a vegan world by 2026. Here we go.
Years ago, Berkeley was considered a progressive city. It was considered to be the front lines of social justice, while completely ignoring one of the most oppressed and most victimized groups on the planet, non-human animals. Can you believe that we used to sell animal bodies in grocery stores just like this one? And we will put pretty images on the package and labels such as humane, cage-free, and free-range to trick caring people into thinking that there's the right way to do the wrong thing. But activists exposed those lies over and over by walking into these so-called humane farms, rescuing animals, and sharing their stories so everyone could see that there's no such thing as humane killing. And now I'm glad, because the only animal bodies I see are those of my friends like Pearl the chicken, who's here today, who lives happily in a sanctuary within Berkeley. And I'm happy because now we recognize animals as individuals and we understand that they feel pain, they feel fear, they feel happiness, and they have the same desire to live as you and I do. And now that Berkeley has changed, we have to work really hard to make it spread across the nation and all over the world. We have to help everyone understand that animals are individuals. And we need you to join us so we can pass a resolution in support of the 28th Constitutional Amendment granting all animals legal personhood. Are you going to make history with us? Are you going to join us?
This is what the future looks like. Vegan Berkeley 2025. Living with compassion and peace, love and respect for every species. This is what the future looks like.
Vegan Berkeley 2025.
Living with compassion and peace,
love and respect for every species.
This is what the future looks like.
Vegan Berkeley 2025.
Living with compassion and peace,
love and respect for every species.
We are very fortunate that in the WCUW studios joining us is Ruth Edwards and Joe DeVellis.
Hello.
And they came down from Danvers, Massachusetts. Thank you, Ruth. Thank you, Joe.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, good to be here.
Wicked excited.
Well, what I'd like to start with is the awesome quesadillas that you make. You make great vegan food, so let's hear about that.
So it originally started out years ago. I used to eat Taco Bell quesadillas. Oh, no. and once I went vegan, that was something I couldn't find anywhere, like the specific quesadilla sauce. So I had to figure out how to make a vegan version of it. Finally, I did. Obviously, it was a hit. So I usually get the Gardein chicken strips, and I bake those up, tear them to pieces. Then I get Daiya cheese and just, I think it's Mayan tortillas. Then I make the vegan, quote-unquote, Taco Bell quesadilla sauce.
Yeah.
It's awesome.
Oh, and you had two different flavors.
Yep, I had the one that was like a barbecue steak, quote-unquote steak,
yeah.
Beefless beef, and then chick apostrophe in quesadillas, like the original Taco Bell.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
I know. That's what's so exciting is that everything can be veganized and it's even better.
Oh my God, yes. When I first started out, it was right before my birthday, actually. And I had planned that whole year. I was like, I'm going to get a cheesecake. And then I went vegan and I was like, oh, I guess I can't have a cheesecake. But if only I had known that there were vegan cheesecakes out there available.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah, you two are an inspiration. And it's just so exciting that you're a vegan couple and you're so beautiful.
Well, thank
your
you.
Energy is light and fabulous.
Yeah, you're really great.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Yeah. And I'd like to hear from you, Joe, about Thanksgiving.
Yes. Yeah, so Thanksgiving in my family was always, you know, the traditional turkey and meats and stuffing and all that. And changing over to the vegan lifestyle, it was hard at first to, like a tofurkey and having different types of vegan foods to have my family adjust to that. But with time, they have, you know, made their whole meals vegan for us, which is awesome. They have their own turkeys and stuff on other days, but when we visit for Thanksgiving, they have a whole spread of vegan food, which is really awesome. So,
nice.
Yeah, it's really good to have a supportive family adjusting to our lifestyles.
Yeah, I think so, that's rare.
Yeah, it's very, very awesome.
Right, yeah. And how did you become vegan, Joe?
I actually detoxed myself from all foods about 5 years ago, just mostly eating greens and vegetables. And I wasn't planning to stop eating meat, but I actually tried to introduce things such as like chicken and red meat. And every time I ate them, I was just like, I felt like I had cement in my boots. Like I could not move. I wanted to take a nap after. So slowly but surely, I realized that it was mostly dairy, chicken, all types of meats, honestly, that just slowed me down. So I just found it to be a lot more healthier, and I felt better when I only ate vegetables.
Wow.
And a vegan lifestyle is awesome for me,
yeah,
for sure.
And were both of you vegan when you met?
No.
He was not.
I was still eating cheese and occasionally sushi.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it was, not even a couple months after. Ruth had shared a few stories with me about the process of cheese and other things. And
Horror stories.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I did some research on fish and just found out that most of the stuff that is in restaurants and stores where they sell fish is not the stuff you want to be eating. So,
mm-hmm.
And I slowly got rid of everything.
Wow, that's
including
great.
Honey.
Yes.
Yeah. And I didn't ask him. I like to point that out. I didn't ask him to go vegan at all.
Yeah.
He just learned stuff and decided by himself.
Oh, yeah. That is significant. That's really, really great to hear. Thank you. And Ruth, I know that you have an understanding of the whole concept of veganism and, of course, the practice of nonviolence and especially to nonviolence to the animals, which veganism is the practice of nonviolence, compassion, and loving kindness without discrimination. And many people think that it's okay to harm individuals just because they're not human.
Right.
And so I know that you really have that full awareness. Thank you.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
I just see them as like they're beings. So just because some of them aren't as smart as us doesn't mean that they don't deserve the same comforts as we do.
Right. Yeah, and I know it's a challenge because we're around 99.9% of the population who's not vegan.
Oh, my God.
And it's really, it is. It's like it's we have tough. To be polite, and it's tough.
Yeah. Yeah, you walk through the grocery store, and the whole sections are just horrific.
I know.
Yeah, I've actually been working on that a lot, like talking to the average American omnivore, just trying to let them see veganism in a different light, not in like a pushy light like they seem to think it is. I just try and be like really positive and open about it, and I let them know all of the delicious things I eat because I don't just eat salads, and they're always so surprised that I don't just eat salads. So yeah, I've been working on that, trying to phrase things in a open way.
Yes. Yes, thank you for that. And I'd also like to ask you about animal massage.
Yeah. So when I first was applying to Bancroft for a small animal massage certificate course, I put in my application that I was vegan and that I felt like this certification course would further my vegan cause, pretty much.
Yes.
Which is funny to look back on, but it's really, it's kind of uplifting, I suppose, being able to help animals in a way that people wouldn't expect, like something that not every vegan can do.
Right.
That's really rewarding.
Yes, you are a power goddess.
Yeah.
You're very talented, and
you.
Your work is very, very powerful and greatly appreciated.
Thank you.
Yeah. And I think every animal wellness, animal health professional should be vegan.
Oh, my God, yes. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, if you truly love animals, that's the way to go.
Yeah.
For sure.
And I understand that we're still just in the beginning. These are still the baby steps of the vegan paradigm on the planet. Mm-hmm. So I know that it's going to take a little time, but we just got to keep at it because it's essential.
And it's exciting.
Yes.
It's very exciting.
Yes. Great. Well, we're coming to a close in the interview for today. And so I'd like to ask you, Ruth, do you have any additional messages for our listeners?
Keep doing you. You keep doing you. Keep being positive. Just don't let anybody or anything get you down. Just keep going at it.
Right on. Thank you. And Joe?
I'm just very grateful that I found this lifestyle. And, it's just very good to feel good every day and also have someone in my life that shares that with me. So, yeah.
Beautiful.
Thank you.
Yes, great. And is there any contact information that you'd like to leave?
Sure. I actually have my own business site. It's positivitymassage.com, P-A-W, Positivity Massage. And you can reach me at ruth@positivitymassage.com.
Nice.
Wicked excited.
Yeah, very nice. Positivity. Mm. Positivity massage.
That's basically my vibe. Yeah, just all positivity.
Yeah, that is great. Great. Well, wonderful. And thank you so much for joining us on Vegan Nation. This is a great honor that you've come into the WCW studios all the way from Danvers in a snowstorm.
Oh, yeah, that too.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you so much, Marlene.
Thank you, Ruth. Thank you, Joe. I'd like to thank all our listeners for tuning in to Vegan Nation. And we're very fortunate that we have been joined by Ruth Edwards and Joe DeVellis. Thank you. I'd like to thank both my guests for joining us on Vegan Nation. And I'd like to thank you, our Vegan Nation listeners. Join us next week at this time, where we'll bring you more news on living a vegan lifestyle. Hear this program again at wcuw.org/Vegan Nation. Theme music provided by Will Tuttle. This is Marlene Yarrow, wishing you a good day.
Vegan Nation is sponsored in part by St. Croix Beach Massage, advocating social justice for all living creatures. Massage on the beach, at your rental villa, or at the historic Club Comanche Hotel St. Croix, because your tropical vacation should be filled with relaxation. Online at massagestcroix.com.
Thanks again for tuning in to Vegan Nation. In the show, we heard the music of Will Tuttle from his album Animal Songs. We heard the deer song and the pig song, and here's the duck song. We're also very fortunate to hear the beautiful music of Katina Chichelis, a vegan activist in Australia. And let's go out with some tunes by Auna, a vegan activist on the Mediterranean coast in Spain. That's